Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the Super Bowl, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And I should point out that I can look right up my window and see Raymond James Stadium, home of the Super Bowl, maybe a quarter of a mile away from me. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, and why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. And let's not forget, you can find us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We can also find us on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things that we have there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden, not to be outdone, he's going to appoint a reality czar to tackle the disinformation out there that seems to be coming from all sides, including starting with the internet.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, Captain, I know there's a lot of kooky stuff out there. There's no doubt about that. We all know that. But I'm wondering if the realities are from the government is going to now, start sounding like the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, well, let me just point something out to the audience, and they've heard me say this, and you've heard me say it in the last couple of weeks or so. Conspiracy theories are just that. It's someone's opinion about what they think happened, whether it's true or not. They put it out there. Sometimes they put it out there to make it sound like it's the truth, but you have to take it all with a grain of salt.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think you're always going to have some kooky people who are going to say weird things and so forth. I guess the question becomes, Captain, you know, at what point are you not allowed to hear what somebody's crazy opinion about something might be? But even so far as that, I think this is actually even more important. People should be able to discern things that they hear, you know, and check things out. I mean, that's the kind of society we should be building, not a society that is just insulated from anything that could ever be confusing, but have people discern things. I think most people can do that, but unfortunately it's not being encouraged, it looks like.
Well, Florida may become the first test state for what may happen with big tech, as they're calling it, because our Governor Ron DeSantis has become the first Republican governor to unveil legislation cracking down on big tech. Now, The enforcers of preferred narratives is what he's calling big tech, whose economic interests are not in the public interest. He had quite a lengthy speech yesterday where he talked about this and the new legislation to protect the privacy and free speech rights of Floridians from the Silicon Valley big tech companies. And he said it's high time we step in and do something about this.
Yes, and I mean, you know, people got to, you know, express their opinions on these different platforms and so forth. Then the platform said, well, now you're expressing opinions that that seems to be that they just don't like and this kind of thing. And obviously nobody stands for any kind of incendiary rhetoric that would make people go out and do something that hurts somebody.
Then you've got Mike Lindell. And I realize Mike Lindell's upset. I realize Mike Lindell likes to talk. I realize Mike Lindell has earned the right to do that. I realize he's got a lot of money. He's on television all the time. He's on radio all the time. But here's the deal. He sat there yesterday, and they had to pod down his microphone because he would not shut up on Newsmax. And I watched that interview. And the interviewer said, you're not going to talk over me. I'm not going to talk over you. They podded down Lindell's mic. Well, he sat there and just kept firing away. I have no idea what he was saying. He didn't look like he was happy, but the reporter then made a comment. And then he asked another question, came back in, and Lindell was still running his mouth about something that had no bearing with the question.
Right. In fact, yeah, the question was, what was his feelings essentially about being banned from social media, this kind of thing, and he's kind of went off the deep end on things. But again, you know, and this is just going to be a real tragedy to watch.
Well,
unfortunately, he seems to be making things worse for himself.
Here's the thing, okay? He's talking about, well, the companies that are stopping to sell my pillows, they're the ones that are big losers, they're the ones that are... Oh, really? What's going to happen if your sales drop?
Well, as we know, I mean, everybody who's seen the different commercials and so forth, we know that they make the products in Minnesota, and there's people there that are working and they're putting it together.
People are going to wind up getting laid off because all of a sudden the sales drop. You just keep making pillows and storing them for that rainy day and all that. That's not the way it works. And I know he's making masks. I know he's making sheets. I know he's making... what else is he making? Blankets, doggy beds, all sorts of things are going on there. But, you know, you can only sell so much of that. And if you lose your supply chain, which he's lost some of the big box stores, then somebody is going to wind up getting laid off. And it's not going to be the people in the big box stores. I'll guarantee you that one.
Well, exactly. And that's why, again, it's sad what we see happening here.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, we're going to talk about a poll that's out there about, do you think they're manipulating the stock market?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 right in the palm of your hand when you tell them I sent you and they put that new windshield in your vehicle. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
See, there you are.
That's right.
All right. Well, there's an interesting poll that appeared yesterday. 66% of the voters at the Business Insider believe that insiders manipulate the stock market. I've said that for years.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. There's a real mystery to the stock market, and there is considered to be a great mystery to the stock market. But certainly, I'm sure that this is what has happened over a long period of time.
Yeah, and whether you agree with what I've said or not, it is exactly what it appears to be. And the fact of the matter is, okay, I will tell you this. That the first moves of President Biden's unity administration show that he's taking a page from his former boss's playbook. Remember Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Biden's demands on immigration and COVID-19 relief provide an eerie echo to President Barack Obama's pretensions of bipartisanship, because 12 years ago, almost to the day, Obama told Republicans, quote, "I won," rather than allow the GOP meaningful input on his $900 billion stimulus plan for the 2009 economic crisis. Now, he later did the same thing on Obamacare, where they rammed that through using parliamentary tricks, just like they're doing with this stimulus package right now, rather than working with Republicans on a massive overhaul. For that reason, I say again, Barack Obama is the godfather of the Biden administration.
Well, right. And again, the campaign was all about what? It was all about, we got to, you know, come together. I got to heal this country, as then candidate Biden would say.
Yeah, right.
And it was all on this pretext that Trump is dividing everybody, and Trump is the problem. And as long as we can just get a new president, namely Biden, everything would be fine, because he was going to be the president, captain, for all Americans. And this is what he said. But you're right. But what happens, the proof in the pudding, is once they get power, just like Barack Obama and the Democrats did all those years ago, then they start sort of doing things their own way, because there was a different philosophy altogether. They're not about empowering people, giving people the opportunities. They're about governing from the top down completely, and it's just a very, very different philosophy, and in many ways an alien philosophy to exactly what you were talking about earlier in the program, Captain, the idea of working hard and rising up through the ranks and having that kind of daring do. That's what America is about, not to have some government tell you just from the top down everything about your life that you're going to be doing, how you're going to do it, et cetera, et cetera. We do need to have a government. That's why the Founding Fathers created the kind of government we have under the U.S. Constitution.
Well, here's where this is backfiring. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We heard Joe Biden say he was going to get rid of the America First agenda, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, for his information and for everyone's information, support for the American First foreign policy agenda has grown even stronger now that Donald Trump is not in office. But most voters don't think President Biden shares their view. As a matter of fact, there's a poll out there from the Rasmussen Reports, 1,500 people on a telephone and online survey, that find that 61% of likely voters say that when thinking about problems of the world, they are more interested in finding a solution that benefits the United States, where 33%, now let's see here, 33 minus 61, a difference of 28% think that America First is a better policy than the other way around.
Yeah, this is really something. And again,
that's a major plurality of the country.
Well, absolutely. And you know, Captain, we got to see the coming.
And Biden doesn't get it, by the way.
No, well, he doesn't get it. And the Biden people, I think that a lot of the Biden people that are around him probably get it in the grand sense, but they also think that that's wrong. See, they think that they've got the real right answer. But of course, I don't think that they do. We saw a lot of these people are looking at this. They saw the coming attractions with the Biden-Harris administration. They knew kind of what to expect. And now that they're actually watching the movie, as it were, they're saying, I don't like this movie. This movie isn't good. I want to change the channel. But of course, they can't do that right now. But they are seeing exactly, I think, what they were afraid they were going to see in this movie, as it were.
What do you think about Jeff Bezos' announcement yesterday that he's stepping down as the CEO of Amazon? He's going to transition to the executive chair.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting. I'll just be a little bit of humor here. Maybe he's just made all the money, and that's there's no more money to make or something. I don't know, but basically, no, it is a big step. This looks like this is going to happen. For third quarter or something like that. They've already got somebody I think is going to take over, at least touted to take over. But Jeff Bezos actually, to a great degree, begins to personify that idea of opportunity in America. I remember an interview with Jeff Bezos long, long, long time ago, where he talked about the very first Amazon, you know, selling of books, basically. And he would actually get the books and go to the post office and send them to people that were ordering them on his website. I mean, that's really starting from nothing.
Well, he started with $10,000 of his own money and made it into a $418 billion company, now worth $1.6 trillion.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling. I got to tell you, this happens in America, and you know, say what you will about Bezos and billionaires and whatever, but this happens in America.
All right, before I go to the caller, I want to say one more thing here. Joe Biden has reset all of Donald Trump's immigration policies with an executive order. We no longer have the policies we had along the border. As a matter of fact, there is no more deportation. We are going to take care, provide, give shelter, food, and comfort to all the illegals coming into this country. Wrong freaking answer.
Well, and what is that going to do, Captain, for the caravans that will form?
Oh, they're there. They're already there. There's 65,000 people on the border waiting to get in. All right, hold on. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa.
60 seconds with Todd.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see the Democrats, they're a disgrace. Okay, now they're going to let people in. They got COVID. They don't care. You know, it's amazing. The Democrats hate you. The Democrats hate America. Do you understand that? Is that plain enough for you? And by the way, remember when the 16 agencies spied on the Trump campaign? Okay? You're going to see that happen, too. Okay? Because the Democrats are not for you. They're not for the American people. They want to make all the money and steal it from the American people and redistribute it to their friends. Okay? That's the policy of the Democrats. Okay? Jesus said that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's your Democrat party. Kill, steal, and destroy. They can't build anything. You can't give Barack Obama $10,000 and go ask him to go ahead and make a company because he'd run it in the ground or he'd borrow from the government like we can't do. Okay? That's the difference. Whether you like Bezos or not, you got to admit that the guy made it from capitalism. The problem with Bezos is he's a hypocrite.
Okay.
He's got the Washington Post out
Thank
there
you.
Blasting the American people. Stand up for the country
Thank you.
And grow a pair. Let's go.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. We're going to run out of time there. He was going to get right up against the buzzer, so to speak. Well, you know, again, Kyle, Todd makes some interesting points, but how long have we been talking about this stuff? How long have we been talking about what was coming if you didn't pay attention?
Oh, for a long, long time.
And years. Ever since Barack Obama put his hand on the Bible and said, I solemnly swear to, and all that. That's when we started. Matter of fact, before that, Frank Silvato and I told the whole country what was coming with Barack Obama. We told the country about Barack Obama. Never mind all this birth certificate crap, because that's what it was, because anybody can go to Hawaii and get a birth certificate as a sailor, and you can say you were born in Hawaii, and you can't do a damn thing about it, even if you were born in Kumanju or wherever. You know what I mean? The birth certificate was never an issue. What was the issue was the background and who brought him up and the relationship with the hardcore freaking Communist Party. Oh, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The President and First Lady paid their respects Tuesday night to a Capitol police officer who died from injuries suffered in the riots at the Capitol last month. Officer Brian Sicknick will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda overnight. A ceremony will be held Wednesday morning before Sicknick is interred at Arlington National Cemetery. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has condemned the Russian government after opposition leader Alexei Navalny was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. In a tweet, Blinken called for Navalny's immediate release and said that the U.S. was deeply concerned by Russia's actions toward him. Navalny is a vocal critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was arrested in January after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he'd spent several months recovering after being poisoned by a nerve agent. Navalny accuses the Kremlin for the attack. He was sentenced for parole violations relating to a 2014 fraud conviction, a case he says was politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by our legal friends at FarahandFarah.com. Farah and Farah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, FarahandFarah.com. And here's more about them. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarahandFarah.com. Now, don't forget they have a 24/7 telephone number, and it is 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. And I gave that number out to a friend of mine who yesterday got hit by a car. A woman, for some reason, didn't stop at a pedestrian sidewalk and hit my friend, knocked him down. He broke a couple of toes. He had a bunch of bumps and bruises and lacerations, and he was debating what attorney firm to call. And I said, man, there's only one, and it's Farrah & Farrah. So 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. And he did just that. He called them and told them what it was. He had the information from the police report and all that sort of stuff. And the woman was saying, well, this guy charged out her. You know how they are, because it wasn't her fault that she didn't stop at a pedestrian crosswalk with the lights flashing, like, which means you're supposed to stop, and she didn't. So he's gonna literally own that woman, that car, and probably that section of road. But 877-245-6707, FarrahandFarrah.com. They're the very best of what they do. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I bet that hurt.
No kidding. That's, yeah, sad.
Yeah, it was my buddy Mac over in Clearwater. All right, now, prosecution of the former FBI director James Comey is reportedly unlikely as the special counsel John Durham's probe continues to look into the origins of the investigation of the Russian ties to former President Donald Trump's campaign, according to Fox News. And they are talking specifically about the FBI and about James Comey. He may get a slap on the wrist, but that will be it.
Well, right, and certainly if there's not a lot of people that come out and do any testimony, this kind of thing, it's going to be, as you said, very unlikely.
Now, little Dr. Fauci, who never seems to run out of words, and you don't know what he's saying one minute to the next and whether or not he's serious about this or serious about that, came out yesterday again and said, and I quote, the CDC may soon recommend wearing two masks instead of one to fight the virus. I swear to God, the guy's got money in the mask company.
You know, I honestly don't understand why the two masks, if that's somehow going to be much better against a virus.
You don't need two masks if you have a good mask on to begin with, and they make a nice multi-layered mask. I've got several of them, okay, if you go and take a look, rather than the little cheap just one-size-fits-all cloth for $2.99. If you want the right one, it's going to cost you $10 to $20, and it'll be the one that's got the layers in it with the filter, the whole nine yards.
Well, one of the things that, and this is just throwing this out there, Captain, one would think that if you can spin up the National Defense Production Act and all this kind of stuff, why can't they do that for the American people?
Yeah.
And give everybody the greatest virus mask they've ever had.
Yeah.
But we don't hear about that. I mean, does that mean two bandanas? I don't know. In other words, what's the definition of this going to be?
Yeah, and if you get into an area where some people are coughing or hacking around you and you got a mask on, guess what? You're gonna take the mask off when you get to wherever you're going. You're gonna throw it away, and I do mean throw it away, in the trash or hazardous waste, and you're gonna wash your hands and this, that, and the other. You're gonna put on another mask because you probably just had germs blown all over you.
Well, exactly right. There's a lot of protocols that one would think you would need to follow, and so I think there's been, unfortunately, precious little.
We did that. We did that in the ambulance and the fire service, for God's sake. So because we wore masks way back then when there was no such thing as COVID.
Well, exactly.
For contagious cases.
Exactly, and everybody wants to be safe, but there's been precious little guidance on what to really do with the mask.
Yeah, we had the gloves, the boots, all that stuff, and we all went in a hazardous waste container and got dumped in a hazardous waste thing when we got to the hospital. Okay, you mentioned Senator Elizabeth Warren a little bit earlier. We're going to mention it now. She plans to introduce a wealth tax. Really?
Well, sure. I mean, where's the fun in being, some kind of socialist if you're trying to impose a wealth tax?
And what's the wealth tax on? People making how much money?
Well, it looks like they would apply to those with more than $50 million in assets, evidently. That's what the for starters here. Tax would be equal to 2%. It would rise for those who have assets that they're valued at more than $1 billion. But again, this whole thing, this is what this all smacks of, is this notion that, you have to go out and punish people who have actually been really, really successful, as opposed to maybe reforming the tax code as it is, and make it more fair. Or, and we'll mention this, didn't Mitt Romney many years ago talk about having a flat tax or something like that? So I mean, it's the idea that you take a certain percentage and then you know what your taxes are, and that I think there had even been studies that may even help the tax overall tax revenue.
It would.
Yeah, so again, there are all kinds of ways.
Everyone would pay something.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And then
the lower people wouldn't pay much, but they pay something.
Exactly. But this kind of thing is, you know, then you get to the point where then people have to really try to hide their wealth. I mean, at these huge levels, $50 million in assets, they're going to find ways to sneak that away somehow.
I just want $1 million and I won't hide anything.
Right.
You give me the $1 million, whoever you are, and I won't hide anything. I'll pay my fair share. There you go. All right. Well, Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer said that the Democrats may, in fact, censure Donald Trump if the impeachment trial ends in an acquittal. Well, we've heard that before, but it's the first time we've heard it from Schumer.
Yeah, I think they're starting to hedge their bets now in the sense that they know that this is going nowhere.
They are not going to get an impeachment conviction.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And
but they could possibly get the censure.
They could get the censure. And then whether or not that would be effective, and again, we don't even know if President Trump is seriously interested in running again. That would be his decision, obviously. But whether or not that would stick if the Democrats believe they can bar someone from running in that regard.
Well, common sense tells me no. Okay,
right.
Because look at the way you were treated. And Melania was not a happy camper. There's all kinds of reports about Melania absolutely not wanting to go back to that White House.
Well, exactly.
And it has to do with the treatment of her son, too.
Well, sure. I mean, and it was just god-awful Barron went through.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. That's
now,
a child. Yeah.
Now, we're going to conclude our discussion with the Lincoln Project. You've heard about it, right?
Right.
Well, yesterday, Rush Limbaugh accused George Conway, who happens to be who?
He's married to Kellyanne Conway.
That's right. He's the husband. They're having all kinds of problems with their teenage daughter, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh accused George Conway of lying about the Lincoln Project and his colleagues' predatory behavior. He said, you knew about this guy, and said nothing.
Right. I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff, for sure. And again, what we're hearing about this is just terrible. But the Lincoln Project was there primarily, I think, to discredit Trump and get after Trump and this kind of thing. And George Conway just loved talking about, oh, President Trump was mentally unstable and this kind of thing. It's now the shoe's on the other foot here about who said what.
And do you think the Black Lives Matter folks and Antifa will be out in the street in D.C. now that the reports come out that the investigators have recommended that the Capitol Police officer face no criminal charges for the lethal shooting of this Ashley Babbitt, who was the Air Force veteran? He will face no charges because he was outnumbered 100 or 200 to 1, and they were coming through the door at him, and he fired in self-defense.
Yeah, no, you will not see
Doesn't
them.
Matter what she had or didn't have in her hand. What matters is the situation that was presented to him.
Right.
And I would have done the same thing. Well, you know what I would have done? I would have just shot one person. I would have shot whatever amount of bullets I had, I would have kept firing.
Well, you're in fear for your life.
That's me.
Yeah, if you're in fear for your life.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, it's another Highway and Bible Report with another great song to go along with it. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, where it's cool this morning. Down below, freezing up there with cold temperatures, but at least she's not up in the snow where she originally was in New York City. And we'll talk to Chris Markowski next hour at this time, find out how much snow we got. In the meantime, it's Truckers Highway and Byway Report time, and here we go.
Yeah.
ACDC, Money Talks. Yeah, Money Talks is right. You don't believe me? Go talk to a politician and watch them put their hand out, because you can give them so many dollars a day. You can do it every day for the next 365 days, every day in a row. Perfectly legal. That's how they get the money that they get. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor in politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to turn it right over to you, because we do have weather to talk about, of course. The powerful nor'easter that has impacted the northeastern U.S. over the weekend and until yesterday with upwards of 3 feet of snow is gradually making an end. It's coming to an end today. It's headed up into the Maritimes, Quebec and Nova Scotia, and off away to be forgotten about. Now, meanwhile, out west, there's unsettled weather. We've got snow out there in various areas, and it's moving along. So tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, we got a wind advisory tonight. As you head up into Colorado, looks like Denver dropped in temperature. Now it's at 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory coming west of Denver on I-70. Be careful also in the Vail area. Avalanche watch going on there tonight. High winds in Cheyenne up on I-80. That continues on over through the Elk Mountain area, heading west on I-80. Then in southern Montana, winter weather advisory, this little west of Billings, but winter weather advisory encompassing both Butte and Helena. And of course, over in Washington State, we got rain in Seattle and Portland. That should be moving out, I believe, later today. But winter weather storm warning is going on the Interstate 5. This is in southern Oregon near Medford, and that's going to continue on down into northwest California, just the top part of California there. Winter storm warning coming across I-80 tonight. If you're coming out of Reno heading towards the Sacramento area, be very, very careful. And the winter weather advisory extends down through California, down to about Bakersfield, out through the Mojave Desert. We got wind advisory through Las Vegas, and wind advisory also if you're heading across I-40 in the Flagstaff area of Arizona.
Okay, here we go. We've got dense fog in South Dakota right now, I-29. If you're traveling I-29 down into Nebraska, Omaha, dense fog all the way down there, down to the Kansas line and the northwestern corner of Missouri and the southwestern corner of Iowa. You've also got a winter storm watch right now in the lower parts, the south-central part of Nebraska, and across I-70, there's about a 40 or 50 mile stretch of dense fog there, down around Goodland, off to the east for about 40 or 50 miles. In the meantime, a winter storm watch up in Wisconsin, for the central part of Wisconsin, up towards Green Bay, over towards Minnesota. You got some heavy fog, dense fog advisory also in Iowa tonight, Des Moines east all the way across into Illinois, certainly through the Quad Cities and on down into the northeastern corner of Missouri right now, a dense fog advisory. Then as we move over to the east, I'll go stay up on the northern route across central New York on I-90 from about Rochester to Syracuse. Now the snow is limited there, a winter storm warning in that area. From Binghamton all the way up to Watertown, also in the Tug Hill Plateau, winter storm warning, and up into the northern part, northeastern part of New York State, winter storm warning there above Lake Champlain, up to the Montreal Gateway. The snow has pretty much stopped in New England, except for the very northern tip of Maine, where you still have a winter storm warning way up there, Presque Isle up in there, in that area up towards Nova Scotia. And then moving on down the line, you do have some snow tonight in the southwestern corner of the mountains of Pennsylvania, coming up out of West Virginia. Some snow there. You've got some winds and some winter conditions, driving conditions in the western part mountainous areas along I-81 of Virginia. You got a frost warning all across North Carolina in the mountains there. Down here in Florida, we have a hard freeze warning for southeastern Georgia, Brunswick, all the way on down towards Newport Richey, Pasco County, and then over to the east coast. along I-95, up through Jacksonville and across I-10 over to Lake City. You have a frost advisory in Florida tonight all the way down to Lake Okeechobee, as well as here in the Tampa Bay area. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s, low 30s, and 40s. There will be some definitely frost areas there, which might make the strawberries that much better. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him coming on and doing what he does. And, again, it's all about we the people here in this program. Okay, well, we're going to drift on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There's just nothing going on in America tonight, is there?
Yeah.
I don't even know where to, I don't even know where to start, so I'm going to start with the obvious. Ron DeSantis, our governor, has become the first Republican governor to unveil legislation to crack down on big tech because he says they are the enforcers of preferred narratives and their economic concerns are not in the best interest of the public, so Florida is going to take a stand against them.
Yeah, this was bubbling to the surface about a month ago, that they were looking at some things that they could do legislatively through the Florida legislature against big tech. And I think that they have kind of resolved on some of the penalties that they can invoke on big tech, and the reasons are obvious. But so we'll see necessarily if it gets through to the legislature. I think it will.
Yeah. The public sentiment is there for it, so that's what's going to drive it.
Yeah. And, you know, he's getting some real high praise, and once he does this, I think some of the other states will follow.
I believe mostly, Texas will be right behind us.
Yeah, Ken Paxton, exactly.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but this is definitely something whose time has come because something's got to be done. There's way too much nonsense going on here. And by the way, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They want to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, fine, I got it. But how about going after Omar? How about going after AOC? How about going after Presley for some of the unpatriotic, un-American comments that they have made on the floor of the Congress?
Well, they're trying to, I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene was put on the Education Committee. I could be wrong.
Yeah, she was. They want to get her off it.
And they want to take her off. Well, okay. So, you know, the chatter is that, well, if that's the case, if you want to be even, let's take Swalwell off of Intelligence and Omar off of Foreign Relations.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we go to the top of the hour break. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills, and you get to hear the news, too, around the network. I'll be right back with more and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.